Breitbart, Texas reports the director of research at the Center of Immigration Studies, Stephen A. Karamota, found that illegal aliens on an average cost U.S. taxpayers approximately $74,722 during their lifetime. This calculation does not include the cost of any of their children born in the U.S. In Texas, the cost of educating children who are here illegally is a massive amount of money, estimated to be about $8 to $9 billion per year, by far the single largest cost to taxpayers for people living in the state illegally. Karamota asserts if a border wall stopped between 160,000 and 200,000 illegal crossers, that's only 9 to 12% of those expected to cross successfully in the next decade, the fiscal savings would equal the $12 to $15 billion it cost to build the wall, the report read. And that's not covering the much larger cost of providing public schooling to those who are here illegally or other costs to states. Let me put this to all the liberals, Democrats, fake Republicans, and anyone else who's always squawking about Texas public schools needing more money. If we seriously reduce the number of illegal aliens in Texas, Texas public schools could enjoy the benefit of the equivalent of about $8 to $9 billion more per year for more revenue and lower costs. So there you have it. If you want public schools to have more money than they've even dared ask the legislature for, each and every year, demand your weak-kneed Republican congressman get busy and build an effective wall and border security mechanism. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.